I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic. A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I cannot believe, Dave, how much the internet hates President Biden's plan to get rid of the pandemic. I mean, so private businesses have to vaccinate people if they've got 100 or more employees? Good.
I don't think this is a Biden thing. I don't even think it's a vaccine thing. I think it is a mandate thing. I think America is sick of mandates in all shapes and forms. It doesn't matter what it is. If I mandated you drink Diet Coke, you would hate it, America. It's 9:06. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things, only three, though, that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Hey, I say bring it on. Bring on President Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses. You know, OSHA is drafting rules for this mandate. We don't know exactly when they're going to release it yet, but it's for 100 or more workers. But my question is this, Dave. Okay, do you remember back to 1977 before you were born when the Fonz jumped the shark? Doing that to save the show's sinking ratings.
Here we go, Fonz. I'm heading for the ramp. Are you sure you want to do it?
And then after that, the show's ratings sank because it was such a gimmick. So my question to you is, has President Biden jumped the shark with this mandate?
Wait a second. That's where jump the shark comes from?
Here we go, Fonz. I'm heading for the ramp. Are you sure you want to do it?
Are you sure you want to do it?
Happiness? Yep. Yeah, sinking ratings for sure. You try anything. You try everything. And I think that's what's happening right now. President Biden doesn't know what to do. The spike, the coronavirus is still a thing after he claimed. He's like, I'm going to squash it. I'm going to squish it. I'm going to eradicate it. Well, that hasn't exactly happened. So is this the desperate maneuver to save his falling ratings? Yep.
Countdown to...
Okay, I want you to think back like a year and a half ago. Remember the FBI Varsity Blues case where they busted a bunch of rich parents? Actors, actresses, high society type people for paying off that influential middleman to get their kids into prestigious colleges so they could play sports that they didn't know how to play.
Was this the Aunt Becky one?
This is the Aunt Becky
okay,
one.
Okay, Aunt Becky. All right, I get it.
So a couple of folks had to trial this week back in the East Coast. And this one dad's story just got me thinking. He paid some like $300,000 to get his daughter into, I think it was USC, to play basketball. She didn't even make the high school varsity team. He wants her to play at USC. So here's what we're going to dive into, Dave. Have you had to have that chat with your own kids that, hey, kid, you stink at sports? I'm sorry. You're just no good. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere with sports.
I do believe in brutal honesty. I think you can say it a little better than that. You stink at sports. You should. Okay, I don't think this is so much about the sports as the parents' ego. And I think so often parents' ego gets in the way.
Well, we're going to have a conversation with BYU psychologist Dr. Tom Golightly in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to ask him, how do you have that tough conversation with your kids? Look, I'm not going to come up with $300,000 to sneak you into USC, okay? You got to quit basketball because you stink.
Launch countdown. One.
I'm full of questions today. Here's my next question, Dave. Should parents who send their kids to private religious schools, like, let's say, Juan Diego High School or Intermountain Christian, should they be reimbursed for tuition that they pay out from the state? Well, actually, I mean from taxpayers. Because, you know, I paid for private Catholic school for my three kids. So I say, please, taxpayers, please.
Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Debbie, I didn't know you were a voucher person. I didn't expect that. I didn't see that coming this morning. Coming off a vacation, Debbie's like, vouchers for everybody. Like, now you're on board? Yeah, I'm all for it.
I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money, Jerry.
Wherever you want to go, I don't care if it's a private institution. I don't care if it's a private religious institution. Yeah, if you send your kids to school, you pay taxes, you should probably get a little break.
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
I feel as though I'm already winning this battle with you, Dave. It's a story out of the Deseret News that caught our attention this morning. We're going to dive into it right now. Utah Senator Mike Lee, one of 11 senators who want the Supreme Court of the United States to strike down a law in Maine. Can I let you know what this law says?
Yes.
So we know what we're talking about. Here's what it says. It essentially prevents students, i.e. their parents, from getting tuition assistance if they choose to go to schools that the state considers religious.
Now, this is a fairly new thing. The Attorney General kind of changed things up. For years, Maine allowed this. If you were a religious school, then you could receive some voucher, right? Well, he overturned that. He changed it recently and now said if the school is considered religious, then they no longer qualify. And Senator Lee basically wants it to qualify once again.
So let's apply this conversation to Utah. Utah does not reimburse. They don't reimburse for private school tuition. I know this because I paid it and I wanted to be reimbursed, but they never reimbursed me. So here's what this means for families who, for example, want to send their child to a private religious school somewhere along the Wasatch Front. We've got like Intermountain Christian Academy. We've got Juan Diego. We've got Judge Memorial High School. These are just to name a few, okay? Could cost between $6,000 a year out of pocket per child. All the way, I found tuition as high as $12,000. Now, sometimes these institutions do give a little tuition assistance or reimbursement on their own, but not from taxpayers. So you're looking at $6,000 to $12,000 a year per kid, Dave.
Yeah, and if you have 3-4 kids in school,
yikes.
Now all of a sudden you're talking $40,000-$50,000. It could be crippling or unattainable, whatever it might be. The thing I've never understood, and sometimes we get lost in the acronyms, but there's this thing called the WPU, the Weighted Pupil Unit. Boiling it down, it's essentially how much the state sets aside for each child to be educated every year.
Right.
So here in Utah, this is on the state auditor's website. It's in black and white. $10,500. That's how much the state sets aside for every single kid to be educated.
So if a family needed to be reimbursed, let's say $7,000, the state still comes out ahead.
Right.
Right. Because, okay, let me just see if I can help get our brains wrapped around this a little better. I've always felt as a family that was paying Catholic school tuition and property taxes that I was being double teamed for my kids' education because I chose to send them to a private Catholic school because I wanted that kind of environment for them.
What was different? Why? What was different about it that you liked?
They went to church during school. It was a private school, so there were different rules, and they weren't necessarily like under federal rules to follow certain, you know, guidelines from the feds. I just particularly like the religious element of it. And they weren't going to get that in public school.
Yeah.
Okay, so we made the choice to send them to private school. But I always felt double-teamed, Dave, and here's why. I paid property taxes for your kids to go to school. Maybe it was $1,700 a year, $2,000 a year. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it was a significant chunk of our property taxes went to fund public schools. Well, my kids never used that public school money until they got into the, you know, high school years and middle school years when we took them out of private school because we paid the tuition bill separately for our private Catholic school experience. So I was paying that tuition bill and I was still paying my property taxes. I never saw a dime back from you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Deb. Thanks for double dipping. I don't understand it either. I've never understood.
Really?
I figure whatever you pay for my kid in public school, you should get that same amount if you want to send your kid elsewhere, whether it's a private institution, even if you want to homeschool them. Now, should there be standards that you achieve and benchmarks? Absolutely. But if you want to educate your kid and you want to take your kid to Catholic school, then that money that we've been collecting as a state, that should absolutely follow the child, regardless of where they end up, whether it's a public school or a private school.
I want to take phone calls on this. I can't believe you're on Team Deb on this.
100%. I can't believe you're on Team Dave. Man, this is weird.
Where were you a decade ago when I was cobbling together? It cost me about $1,000 a month, probably a little more than that, to send my kids to private school, private Catholic school. The question we're asking you, do you want your tax money to be used to reimburse parents like me who send their kids to a private religious school? Weigh in. We're glad to be back here with you this morning after a week off. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Want to hear from our listeners on this. Straight ahead.
Dave and DeGenovic.
All right, we are taking phone calls. Phone lines are lighting up already. We don't know if the Supreme Court of the United States will rule. We don't know if they're going to take this case or not, but Utah Senator Mike Lee and 11 senators in total, Dave, they want SCOTUS to strike down that law in Maine where that we're talking about, and it prohibits parents from being reimbursed for if they send their kids to a religious, like say high school, like Juan Diego.
Now, when you say that, immediately my mind went to BYU, private institution, private religious institution, but we're not talking about higher ed.
Nope.
We're talking about high schools here. At least that's what the Maine law is talking about.
Lower ed.
Much lower ed. Now, this seems so straightforward to me. This seems like a no-brainer that you should be reimbursed. If you want to send your kid to a Catholic high school, then the state should pick up the same amount that they would if you sent them to public school, which is about $10,000. This is a no-brainer for me. This is why I want to hear the argument against it. Why shouldn't we? Why should we say, oh, you want to send your kid to Catholic school? Well, tough. Pay for it yourself, which all parents do that are sending their kids to private religious schools.
The tuition comes out of pocket.
Yep.
Yet their property taxes or a significant portion of that goes to pay for public school. So
Of your state income tax goes to pay for school, public school.
In about 3 minutes, can I tell you why Utah voters might disagree with you?
Yeah.
We had...
That would surprise me.
Really?
Okay. It would surprise me that Utah voters were against.
Stand by to be surprised, my friend. Let's go to Joan on the phone lines in Bountiful. Good morning, Joan.
Well, my opinion is the children is our future. We have to make sure they're well-educated. They're going to be in our government running us. They're going to be our doctors, et cetera. And maybe a portion of the taxes should go to the individual student if they choose private school. But I really think that, we have to educate all the children, and we should do, a very good job because that is our future.
Do you think that the education at a private religious school is less than what you would receive at a public school?
No, I think it's more.
That's an interesting take, Joan. I sent my kids to private school for a number of years, and while we loved the religious element of the education they got, it was a bit of a struggle academically, particularly for, I'll just say, my oldest daughter. I mean, she's been very open about this. And when you get into a private school situation, at least my experience was, they didn't always have the resources that I was hoping they'd have for a child who maybe needed a little extra help in math. They bring in parents for volunteers. I remember one time asking Lizzie, who's tutoring you in math? Do you need a little extra help? And she said, like Jacob's mom. Her classmate's
the volunteer,
mom.
Right.
I'm sure she was smart, but... Well, what about your mom? I could do that too. So I don't think that the resources are as plush as people think they are, because that tuition money is going to pay for teachers' salaries.
Right.
For the building, for the activities that the kids are involved in.
But the standards are high. Are they on par?
Let me just put it this way. When we put our kids into public school, I felt more comfortable with the level of education that they were getting. I felt like there were more opportunities for them in the public school. I loved the private school setting for the reasons I've stated, but I felt as though their education, they had more opportunities, Dave, quite frankly, and they had more resources. For example, when my son got to public school, they called me. There was a speech therapist who called me and said, your son has a rolling R. He can't pronounce his R's. And I broke down. I was at my desk in the newsroom and I cried. Because I knew we'd had to get him into some sort of speech therapy for this, because it was like he couldn't say the word car. And I said, okay, where do I take him? We're going to tackle this issue now. And she said, no, that's my job. Public schools offer free speech therapy for your child. So she picked him up from class. He was in second grade and walked him down the hall to her office. And within a couple of months, he'd overcome it. And it didn't cost me a dime. And
wow.
CJ ditch the rolling R's.
Rolling R's are adorable. I get you got to fix them. It also breaks my heart because there's nothing cuter than the towel. Yeah.
Hey, Laurel from American Fork, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So do you think taxpayer money should go to supplement or pay for private religious school education for kids?
I do not. I do not at all. I agree with Joan that we have the responsibility to educate all children. And if I go with what you guys are saying, then a person who has no children shouldn't have to pay at all. Is that correct?
No, I don't think that's... Everyone pays in Utah. Everybody pays. Every dollar that they collect in state income tax goes to education. Whether you have kids or not, the vast majority of your property taxes go to public education. So, yeah, that money is whether you have kids in the system, whether they're old, young, everyone pays for education.
You know how I told you a few minutes ago I felt like voters were going to disagree with you on this issue?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got to go back about 14 years, and there was a vote on this very issue. Essentially, it was vouchers. Should you know, schools or private schools be reimbursed for tuition through voucher program. So I called up Senator Todd Weiler before the show this morning and asked him about this. So here's how our phone call started, Dave.
Where does Utah law stand right now on that issue? Are parents able to get reimbursed?
No, Utah law doesn't allow that. In fact, you know, about a decade and a half ago, the legislature passed a vouchers program, and then that was subject to a citizens' referendum, and the legislature repealed it. It did go on the ballot, and the people said, you know, at that time, I think that was 2007, that they didn't want taxpayer monies going to private schools. I also think there's a risk for the private schools if you're going to get, federal money and taxpayer money usually comes with a lot of strings attached to it. So I think if the private schools are really intent on remaining independent, that they would probably want to shy away from any federal money flowing in their direction.
The state budget is over $6 billion for the state education budget. Every kid, we spend roughly $10,000 per kid in this state. We have over 650,000 students in this state. For the ones that want to go to a private institution, I think we should take that money that's earmarked for kids, that $10,000, and whether the parent wants to send them to Juan Diego, to Judge Memorial, to Layton Christian, wherever they want to send them, that $10,000 should follow that kid. I'm not saying you need to pay the entire private tuition cost, but you should pay what every other kid's getting.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.